Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Manta, we've been on this wonderful series about credit scoring and what constitutes a credit score. Today, we're going to talk about something that some people need to have a little balance on, and that is their credit accounts.
Right. Yeah. So here's the thing. In our series, we've been sort of doing a deep dive in different aspects of the score because in 21st century America, everybody needs a good credit score to successfully and capably operate in the economy. So one of the factors that affects about 10% of your score that you can manage is what's called credit diversity. And if you get a chance to look at a credit report or yours with a score, it'll say types of accounts. That's the jargon in the industry.
Right.
So there are basically three types of accounts that the credit scoring algorithm looks at. There's revolving accounts. Those are accounts where a minimum payment is required, like credit cards, home equity line of credit. The next type of account is an open or service credit account. Those are the accounts that you have with the utility companies, cable companies, cell phones, those kind of things. You have to pay the balance in full every month.
Right.
And the third type of account they look at is the installment account. And that's an account with a fixed term, and you make payments until it's paid off. So that's like student loans, a car loan, a mortgage, you know, appliances, furniture, those kinds of things. So that's what the algorithm looks at when it's deciding on your credit mix. And what the credit mix shows is how you handle and are currently handling different types of credit, both currently and over time.
Mm.
Now, it's also important to know what's not in your credit mix, and that's rent-to-own, payday loans, and title loans. Those types of financial services products don't report to the credit bureau while you're making your payments. However, if you miss a payment or go into default, they will sell your account to a credit collection agency, and that will show up on your report and hurt you. So with that, I want to encourage people to go to our website at moneysmartlife.org. We've got the best practices up there on the blog post to optimize your credit diversity. So once again, go to moneysmartlife.org, click one of the buttons on the credit series right there on the homepage. It'll take you to the blog post and optimize your credit score. Highest score possible. You can do it.
You certainly can. Thank you so much, Manta.
Thank you.